We're reading
from the In the Rush?
In the Rush, right after the area that we just took up, it says, it's Ervin Daf Mem Amud Aleph.
First column?
Well, it depends which one you got. I got the modern one now. I don't know if it's the same setup. It's, I think they changed it here, right? Okay, Garcin and Be'ervin.
Garcin and Be'ervin.
Omarov.
Omarov, or Kiavin and Be'erav Kahana, Yiboyalan, Mahu Lahaskir, Shosh Chodesh, Baruch Hashem. Kivin the Chalukin, Him, from Safin, Amrinan. Odilma, Zikaron Echad, Olakan, Olakan. Umasik, Zikaron Echad, Olakan, Olakan. Kishomers, Yoma Zikaron Azeh, Olagam, Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, stop there. I think that's a different thing, right? The idea of Zikaron Echad Olah L'Kan L'Kan is that in the Zikaron of Rosh Hashanah, you must have Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
Because without Rosh Chodesh, you can't have Rosh Hashanah. Mm-hmm. So when you say Zikaron, so it also means Rosh Chodesh, because it's implicit. It's implicit. And you don't want to say these are current of Rosh Chodesh separately, because then you're highlighting Rosh Chodesh. Which would be against the idea that it's miskasa.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is necessary in order to have a Kedushas Ayom of Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
So it's implicit in that Kedushas Ayom.
Right. What system of esteem that he's talking about? I mean, Rosh Hashanah is a Yom HaRasolam.
Yeah, that's right. It's a Yom HaRasolam, right.
But Yom HaRasolam is Yom HaZikaron, now, isn't it? Because Rosh Hashanah is...
I like what I'm saying, yeah. In other words, that in terms of what we mentioned yesterday, the Kiyum of Migdash, so it's Chalukim the Korban Hoseyam. So if you're expressing yourself in terms of the Kiyum Migdash, so you should have two Viniskartans. But if you're expressing yourself in terms of the Kedushas Hayom, so the Kedushas Hayom of Rosh Hashanah is matzrich, requires the Kedusha Yom of Rosh Chodesh. Correct? So it's implicit in it. In terms of Kedusha Yom, it's implicit because it must have it. But in terms of the Kiyum of Karbonos, the Kiyum and Migdash, there it's separate. So we go by the Kiyum of the Kedusha Yom. So in other words, like this. So the there's two different Allahus and Shech Yom. One is that it's a different zman, so there's a shevach that you're alive during that different time zone. Okay, so that's karachaya. So the Gemara says it can't be worse than that, right? Because it's definitely halachically a different time frame. So the Gemara says you're right. I agree that you can't. It's a shus like karachaya. But the question is it a chova? So the Gemara concludes it is a chavah. So what's the Gemara's? So in other words, the Shechiyanu by Regolim is a chavah, because it's a Shechiyanu because of Usmachtam of Nei Hashem Rekechem is mechayev in Shechiyanu as a recognition of the Kedushas Hayom, that you're sameach in the Lifnei Hashem. But the question is, do you say it on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim where there is Simcha, but not Simcha Yisera? What does it mean? It means there's a Simcha of Kaparas Avon, the Simcha of Amiras Malchias, Zichronos and Shofros, that we have the schus to say that, Ashrei Om Yodei Serua, all those, it's a Simcha Sanefesh. The Simcha Saguf is subdued. It's a special simchas hanefesh, and that's why the simchas haguf is really just to support the simchas hanefesh. But it's not essentially a simchas haguf. Whereas Shalosh Regalim, it's a simchas haguf in Yechayev. So the question is, by simcha Yechayev and simcha by simchas hanefesh.
Even though it's a kiyum kedushas.
Yes. But so we're asking you are chayev.
Right.
it is a kiyum in the Gvishayim.
Right.
And you are chayev because you're chayev in the simcha of Ashrecha Ami Yisrael, Fnei Mi Atem Tarim, Fnei Avichem Shabbat Shemayim, Fnei Ad Hashem Tetorah, Migdash, Malchi, Sechon HaShofros. All those things are these Zuchusa Yisrael. So that is also a machayev in Simcha. Even though the Simcha Saguf is muted, but the Simcha Sanefesh is there. So the question, right? So the question is, do you say it on that type of a Simcha? We pasuk you do.
Because it's part of Kedushas
Hayom. Yeah, well, it's definitely part of Kedushas Hayom. But the question is that the Kedushas Hayom is a Simcha, is a different kind of Simcha.
Right.
Different kind of Simcha. So we pasuk for that Simcha Yechayev also.
Interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting. The pasuk in Ezra, Ichlu Mashmanim Ushsum Amtakim Kikara Shiyom Ladoneinu, is a halacha that you have to support the Simcha Sanefesh with the Chilishia. But that's not really that's correct. It's not an indulgence in Simcha Sachilashi. It's Kikara Shiyom Adonenu, so we need a support to support the Simcha Sanefesh. It's good.
So what is she told you to tell?
Because there's two Shechiyanos. One Shechiyanu is that you're alive during the new time zone. That's a Karachaya. The other Shechiyanu is on the Kedusha Sayyam. And the Kedusha Sayyam is Machayev and Shechiyanu. Okay? So the question by Rosh Hashanah is, what is it like? Is it Rishus, because you're in a new time zone? Or is the Kedusha Sayyam Machayev and Shechiyanu also, because the Kedusha Sayyam is a Simcha for the Nefesh? Right, you need the Maisim HaMasamchim, because in order to support the Simcha Sanefesh. But it's different. Okay. So it comes into, there's two Shechiyanos. One's on the Gavra, and one's on the Kedusha Sayyam itself. And we paskin that it's on the Kedusha Sayyam over here. Great. Yeah. So it's a chiyuv, exactly. So it's interesting. There's no real halacha that Musaf has Malchus, Sephanus, and Shofros. Because the Gemara says in the Mishnah, based on the Gemara, that originally they would do it in Shachris. But because of the Xeris and Malchus, that they were waiting for them, and they would attack them, so that's why they moved it till after they left. After Shachris, they moved it to Musaf.
Right.
So you can't say that Musaf is 9, because you could do it anywhere. If you didn't do it in Musaf, you could do it in Mincha.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you could move it around seems to be that it's an insert. So then they're right. You should be in Spahal Sheva. Right? You see, the question is like this, really. When you have Malki, Sichronis, and Shofros, the question is the first bracha. So how are you chosen? Melech HaKol HaRetz, Mekadosh Yisrael V'Yom HaZikaron, right?
Yeah.
Now, let's say, for instance, well, you're always chosen that way. But in the Kedusha, if you say that you do Malchus in the Kedusha Sayyom, so does that mean simply that that's the place where you do it? Or it's a different bracha? It's a halacha that one, at least one tefillah, should have a Kedusha Sayyom which is enhanced with a Malchus. So it's a different bracha of Kedusha Sayyom. The Malchus is joined in Kedusha Sayyom because the Malchus enhances the Kedusha Sayyom. Because the Kedusha Sayyom is Kedusha Sayyom of Malchus. So therefore, the halach of Malchus Achronos HaShofros is telling you that at least one tefillah you should have a genuine Kedusha Sayyom. That's a Kedusha Sayyom with Malchus. Okay? and then Zechronos and Shofros follow. But the but the Kedushas Hayom is converted by the Malchus. So then I would say that you can't say Sheva and it's a Bracha Levatala like he says. The only question is, why don't I say Malchus in every Shemon Esra? And that was really Shitas Balamar. They say Malchus Zechronos and Shofros in every single one. And Reb Chaim said, Mustafa is like him. That makes sense, because why? It's strange the way we're saying that, but that's the way he paskins. That it's only halacha that you need one Kedushas Hayom of the day that is a genuine Kedushas Hayom that is enhanced by Malchus. But you don't need it for all the tunes. But Reb Chaim argued, if you need it for that one, it's a hard... I mean, I'm saying my own interpretation of Chaim. That he didn't say anything. He just said that the Balamor is Mustafa. But I can see why, because if you're going to tell me that it's a halacha, that it enhances the Kedushas Hayom, so you should do it every time. But that's the Machlokes. The others say no, that it does not enhance the Kedushas Hayom. It's just that's where you place it. You place it in the Kedushas Hayom. But it doesn't enhance the Kedushas Hayom. So that's why you can be Mispal Sheva. Okay, Rabbosai? Okay, we'll stop. So therefore, the question is whether the Malchus enhances the Kedushas Hayom or not. If you say it enhances the Kedushas Hayom, so then we're going to say that at least one tefillah has to have an enhanced Kedushas Hayom. So then it'll be a bracha levatala if you don't have Malchus, because that's the nature of the tefillah. So the Baal Amor maintained that it's not mustaver to say that only one tefillah has an enhanced Malchus. I mean, an enhanced Kedushas Hayom. So that's why he held you say it in every tefillah, like Reb Chaim said, it's more mustaver. But there are three shitas. One is in every tefillah, one is at least one tefillah of the Yom has to have an enhanced Kedushas Hayom, and the other shita is that none of them have an enhanced Kedushas Hayom. It's just a lot of you place it here. So then you can be Mispal Sheva. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here.